This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Bobby Bell.
It's okay to say 105.3 The Corey.
That's I was about to say The Corey, but I was about to skip ahead to my next sentence. If you ever hear me trip up, that's usually what happens. Except for that one time that I had a total breakdown.
Yep.
After Cooper Flagg got hurt. And turns out none of it would have mattered anyway.
Yeah.
Bobby said, make this the best show of the week. And ooh. I think that we should go ahead and abide by that.
Let's go.
We're going to talk about Tyler Mahle. We're going to talk about the Rangers catching split, not shift. That would have been an unfortunate jump ahead. But I got a question first. And Alec, I want you to weigh in on this as well. Why is it...
Why?
That people don't seem to understand how to get out of the way of the ambulance. Now, I'm coming down 30, although this could happen anywhere. It feels like, because a lot of times, especially on the highway, the ambulance will like try to hit up the left lane. I realize in another street, it might be a different deal, but you're trying to get in the left lane. It feels like every car in the left lane just sits there and they're like, well, I don't know how you're ever going to get through all of these cars. You don't worry about that. You move your car. People in the lane next to you, be aware that that car is trying to move for the ambulance. But it feels like we still haven't figured this out.
It's weird because even in video games, they figured it out. So I think about like GTA 5, if you steal one of those ambulances or fire trucks and you turn the sirens off, every car will literally crash into a building to get out of your way. Like, it feels like everyone should have that instinct once they see the flashing lights and they hear the sirens. Hey, how about I just move over a lane just to, even if you do create three lanes of space, I'd rather them have three lanes of space than none. You know, they got places to be, very important places to be more than likely. And it feels like I'm always the one. I'm not trying to like put a feather in my own cap, but it feels like you're always the only person that's acknowledging that. And it just makes it even more frustrating because it's like, not only am I having to stop on my way to work or whatever, but nobody else is stopping. It's like, why am I the only person that has any kind of common sense?
You're right. And the other thing is, you know why I think part of that is, and this might just be what I've noticed today, but I feel like I've seen it a lot of times, is because everybody is more concerned with... Corey's computer.
I'm trying to show you a video of in Korea how they get out of the way. Everybody pulls over.
Oh, so that's thing genius.
Run right down the middle of the street there.
Wow, that is very efficient. But everybody knew what to do. But it feels like on our highways, people are more concerned with how quickly can I get back into the left lane to try to trail the ambulance, which I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to do that anyway, especially the way people are like, yeah, I guess if I have to, I'll move. But let me get right behind this ambulance so I can somehow break through the traffic cycle that everybody else in the world is having to deal with. Why is it so complicated is my question this morning.
Because, Kevin, you've asked this question. I think you asked this question to Stephen Jones once, who was on our air yesterday, by the way, right
That's
here
true.
On this show. Today we'll have Bruce Bochy. Look at us. You asked me one time, is driving a competition or
a cooperation?
And most people look at it as a competition. And they want to get in front of you. They want to whatever it can. Dude, how many times do you see in traffic people moving over, moving back over, moving over, moving back over? And you're like, you're still behind me.
Yeah.
All this moving you're trying to do, you're still behind me. Because people look at it as a competition not a cooperation. So that's, I think that's the big reason. They even want to compete with the firemen. They want to compete with the ambulance. They're like, I can get over in front of you. So that's just I think that's why. Or people just don't pay attention. They're in their own worlds in their car. They're tweeting. They're watching videos. I heard a commercial the other day of a guy who was like, hey, I used to watch Netflix on my phone while I drove. Now I can connect it to my, what are you talking about? I know I watch.
See, and I feel like my head automatically pops up or pops to the side when you hear that like distinctive siren. I know there's been commercials in the past that people have complained about. They're like, bro, I thought there was an ambulance or I was getting pulled over or whatever. But yeah, it's really annoying because like Alex said, I get it. People have important things to do. You have an appointment, you have a job, you have whatever. The person in the ambulance probably has a significantly more important thing going on than you might be late to your appointment.
J-Met says that it's because we're Tolo going, Corey. And that makes a lot of sense. If you're Tolo going in the car. You saw White Men Can't Jump. Rosie Perez got over there and Woody Harrelson was like, this is probably very dangerous.
And see, for the 469, what if traffic is completely stopped and can't move? I get it. If that is the case, it is significantly more difficult to figure out. But I think most of the time that's not the case. Most of the time it's you feel like you're stopped, but not really. You're like, you're moving. And this morning on 30, it was slow just because it's the morning traffic, but there was plenty of room to move out of the way and maneuver. And you saw a handful of people doing it. And then you saw people were like, I don't know what to do. You're like, you just move to the right, just your car. Don't worry about the car in front of them or you or that next person. You just move to the right.
Yeah, we're just trying to save a life.
Yeah.
We're just trying to save lives out here, everybody. Trying to take care of our community, our local habitation. Be a better neighbor is all I'm saying to everybody. And I'm not saying you're a bad neighbor, all right? I'm just saying we can all be better neighbors. We're all on this thing together. It's just a rock swinging around the sun, you know? That's all we're trying to survive, not crash into the sun somewhere.
From the 972, are y'all going to sing Happy Birthday to Bochy?
You can't sing it, right?
Yes, that is a public domain song now.
We can sing
it. Yes, you can.
Okay, but I do want to know, because he did tell us a while back that Tony Beasley sings to everybody, but he said, I don't let him sing to me. So I'm going to confirm whether or not he sings to him. So I'm going to check in on that today.
From the 432, Dominic here. I appreciate y'all keeping the vent segment alive. Absolutely. And I see people send in, like, we have a lot of truck drivers that listen to the show. I want to say, God bless you. I don't know how you do it dealing with other people. Like, the job itself, maybe you like being alone. Maybe you love to drive, like, or just maybe it's the most financially logical job for you to have, whatever the reason is. God bless you all for making it through these streets as part of your job.
It's tough in these streets.
Yeah, like, can you imagine if your job was not to just drive here, but then drive back and drive back and drive back?
I've done that before.
Just keep driving?
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling how people can stand other people.
I used to drive to pick up cars for my uncle's car dealership. And so I would, drive down to Victoria, Texas and pick stuff up and then drive it back. And that was fun. I'll let you know, if you bought that Hyundai Sonata, I wore that thing out on the way back from Victoria, Texas.
Good for you, whole ride.
Well, I guess.
I'm sorry, Tyler Malley. I promise we're going to talk about you.
Tyler Malley was great yesterday.
He was. From the 2-1. Yeah, he really was. Last two games have been phenomenal. The 2-1-4 sucks when you're trying to get out of the way and the people in the middle or left middle lane won't make room for you. Here's another thing that bothers me about that. Try to understand what the person is doing because we're on the same team. So, for example, when we're leaving the building, and if you're familiar with this specific area, although you can find any area in the Metroplex, I have no doubt there are similar conundrums. I'm trying to get on the kind of end of 75, 345 connector to get to 30. I'm trying to get out of the way of the people who want to break down into downtown and go on 35, but they're guarding their position in those lanes like I did something terrible to their mom. And I'm like, no, you should let me in because I'm trying to get all of the way out of your way. And they're like, nope, I'm going to block you. Nope, I'm going to block you. Nope. And I'm like, I can still turn from this lane, Nimrod. If that's all I was trying to do, why would I be getting over there? I'm trying to move out of the way. Let's work in cooperation. All right. I can move out of your way. You can have one less person trying to get to the downtown, and I can be on my merry way down 30.
We could all be working together. Zipper method, like you said, zipper method's the best way. Nobody wants to follow it.
Someday people will figure out the zipper method and we'll be like, holy crap, we should have been doing this for like a century.
It's almost like there was never a uniform version of driving school that everybody learned.
I could see that.
Like, or like different rules
or,
out there.
Or like many things. I think there is. We just paid attention to the parts we thought were important. You're like, that part's important.
I'll never need this in real life.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Tyler Malley. I promise that we would get to it. And first of all, you needed a win. You desperately needed a win. And for, what, about six innings, it looked like maybe you'd win, maybe you wouldn't, but it was going to be another really downer 1-0 game. Because even if they would have won this game 1-0, I still think you could have classified that easily as a disappointment just because the offense continues to struggle. But for by hook or crook, I know all the reasons were kind of different, but you got to run in the 6th, 7th, 2 in the 8th. Tyler Malley pitched phenomenal. And now you can say, all right, 4-0. It's a definitive victory. I feel a lot better. The bullpen looked solid. Tyler Malley was outstanding. This felt like a win that this team needed to get.
Absolutely, they needed
even
to get
early.
It. In the fashion that they got it, I'm happy with too.
Yes.
You know, it was a 4-0 win is perfectly fine by me. Like that, I'm perfectly happy with a 4-0 win.
You get my point about if it was 1-0 though, right?
Yeah, no, I absolutely do. The fact that you got some timely hits from Corey Seager, you got timely hits from Pilar, and great defense from Pilar last night as well. You got, I don't know, man, Jonah Heim just keeps being on base at times that you're like, huh, well, that's nice that he was on base this time. You're getting contributions from everybody. And what I saw last night was what Mike has told us so many times. And you hear a lot of guys who are pitchers and analysts say the same thing. The hitter will tell you what your stuff's and what pitches are working. And last night, the hitters were telling him, we know your fastball's 93, 94 miles an hour. We're not seeing it, dude. Like, whatever you're throwing out here, we're swinging and we're missing because we are off. And we have no clue what you're doing right now. And Malley looked like, I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen that confidence off of the mound, dude. He really is. He was walking off the mound before pitches were even hitting the plate.
These are the best back-to-back starts he's probably had in, what, 4 years?
Yes, and this is another thing I want to talk to Boach about today was last night, David Murphy.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together. Let's drive.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Said he's still just trying to get comfortable being on the mound again after the injury because he didn't have that many innings that he had compiled before the season had even started. So he's still trying to do that. There are other guys on this team that are still trying to get into form. DeGrom is still trying to get into form. There are even Corey Seager's probably still, from injury purposes, still trying to be in form. Josh Young still trying to be. Some of these guys are all still trying to get there, yet they're here we are with 10 wins. And Mally actually kind of looks like he's there, like he's found his comfort zone. And if we can get a dude that cares the way he does right now all season long, we're going to be in a really good place because he's throwing ace type stuff.
Now, I get in trouble when I say things like this, so I won't say it's unreasonable to expect him to stay at this exact form. If he stays at this exact form, the Rangers will have their first ever Cy Young. But I'm just saying from a largely consistent point of view, look at the three starts that you've gotten for the month. 18 innings pitched, 5 walks, 6 hits. So it's 11 base runners allowed in 18 innings. Also versus 18 strikeouts.
I'll take that.
By the way, oh my God, that's amazing. And he's consistently gotten you 6 innings per start. I know it's actually bounce 5-7-6, yeah. But you get the idea. After what was a very bad first start for him and had me really worried, this is the Tyler Mally of 2021 that I know a lot of people were like, this could be the best case scenario if it works out. And I realize it's only 3 starts, but you have won all 3 of those starts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think he's pitched phenomenal.
I think, Kevin, I'm not sure if maybe I got a bad note from somebody else out there or what, but there was a little concern. I think you and I were both concerned about him the most in the rotation, and I just hadn't given him the right chance. And now he's just giving me the, hey, don't worry about anything. And until he does something else, I'm perfectly comfortable with him walking up to the bump, and he looks that same way. So whatever that note that I felt like I got before, that I was just a little apprehensive about him, right now, that thing's completely gone, and he's got a new slate for me.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we got a Mavs and Stars Super segment, but I understand how upset people are about the Mavs, so maybe it'll mostly turn into a Star segment.
But why?
Next on The Fan.
Stars trying to crack one here. Shot, score! They do! Thomas Harley, the shot from the blue line. With his latest power play goal, opens the scoring in the game.
You are going to need that. Not tonight. I don't really care what happens in the Stars game tonight.
What?
I'm sorry.
You've been furious the last 5 games about all they're losing, and now you're like, who cares?
Okay. Well, let's get, look, you, this is your fault.
I really don't care.
This is your fault.
When to get in.
Because, no, you're fine. You've been in for a while. Does it matter if you go into the playoffs on a 7-game losing streak? Like, for example, do you think there's anybody out there that's like, oh, you got to win against Nashville tonight or you can't win against Colorado? I continually go back to 2020 in the bubble, in that weird round robin thing that they did. I thought the Stars looked like the worst hockey team in the bubble. Like, the worst.
You said, like, you'd never seen a hockey team as miserable. You thought they were actually playing on water, not ice.
I thought they were going to be out. That would be something. I thought they would be out in the first round for sure.
Yeah.
And guess what? Presto changeo, about a month and a half later.
They ended up losing the Stanley Cup.
Okay, but they were in the Stanley Cup final. So I understand everyone who is concerned and thinking this looks like a one and done team. And look, we even talked about it in the betting odds. The Stars have been installed as a slight underdog against the Colorado Avalanche. So with all of that in mind, does tonight matter to you guys? Like, are you going to see anything tonight aside from Tyler Seguin getting back out there? We'll talk about that in a second. That you're like, okay, great. Or are you just like, who cares? Get ready for Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on how they want to treat the game. If they want to treat it like it's a ramp up for the weekend and it's time to get rolling, then I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. If they want to treat it as if it's a, hey, we're just resting and
making
sure our legs
are there.
I don't
think they are. I think they're going.
Do you feel like over the last five games they've been going full bore?
No.
Or?
And one of the reasons I brought that up, I know there are other spots. I think you've seen a scale down of a couple minutes per key player, but also it's been the fact that you've rotated every single game between Ottinger and DeSmith. And usually it's like 3-1, 2-1, whatever. So I think the goal switching has led me to believe, like, maybe you weren't all the way in on the Winnipeg chase.
Okay, and so
if
that's the case, and if that's the way that they're wanting, so you think tonight will be a different treatment, though, in that
I think tonight they're ramping up all their guys.
Okay, and if that's the case, then I want to see them go out there, have crisp passing, take care of the puck, hit with purpose. I want to see them win puck battles, and I want to see, and that's especially in their zone. They got to get that puck out and start moving it into the opponent's zone. And then on top of that, I want to see their defense say, hey, we're prepping for Miro to be back. But that doesn't mean that we need him back. We're just making sure that we're ready for in case he doesn't come back.
Yeah.
I need to see those things happen tonight, and then I'll feel more confident going up against Colorado because I know they can turn it on.
Yeah,
and leave it on.
And they're okay.
And get it on.
I like that. So the Stars right now, I'm pretty sure, have the second longest losing streak in the NHL behind only San Jose, who is the worst hockey team by probably a pretty sizable margin in the NHL this season.
From the 2-1-4, I want to see them win because I hate seeing them lose this much.
Yeah.
And I get that.
I wonder how many of our fans listening right now, maybe this is a topic for another day. I wonder how many of our fans listening right now, like, what would be your split of, I like seeing my team win versus I hate seeing my team lose. Because ideally, you'd be like, oh, it's like 90-10 or something. Like, ah, oh, if my team loses, it sucks. I think I'm like way closer to 50-50. And that's probably not the best spot to be in as a fan.
I remember audibly saying, I think it was after the last Stars game, I think after two goals were scored against, I literally had my little TV remote in my hand. I just kind of tossed it on the bed, and I said, I hate it here. And I just walked out of the room.
Yes.
Like, it's a lot closer to 50-50 for me. I hate watching them lose. And the thing for me about this game mattering, my perception of momentum was completely ruined by the 2023 Texas Rangers.
Fair.
So I don't know if
it
matters.
I think that Stars team should be in that mix too from 2020.
Exactly. So my perception of momentum and at least just feeling confident going into a playoff series was completely ruined by those two seasons. So I really don't know how to feel. It's like, if they win, I'm going to be happy, of course. But if they lose, am I going to be on that fence of, I'm going to throw the remote at the couch again and say, this sucks, I hate it here? Or am I going to be like, all right, let's just go ahead and tighten up for the playoff race? It would be nice to see a win, you know, get edged out because they are going to play all of their guys. You know, if you're going to go out there and start all of your guys, even if you do limit some of their time and total time on ice, I do want to see them win if you're going to say everybody's available.
In my own personal ventures, Kevin, I hate losing. Because losing will stick with me longer than my wins. My wins, I'm like, okay, what's the next way to win?
Yeah.
But losses, I will be furious. I'll dig even deeper on those things. For my teams, I have no control over how they do. So I don't care if they lose. It hurts. It sucks. It stinks. I do get depressed sometimes. But I don't care as much as I love winning. Like, love them. I love to see my team win more. My own personal venture, I don't want to lose. But for them, I just like seeing them win because it feels good. feels good knowing my guys went out there and kicked somebody else's butt and they were able to do it. Now we get more hockey or more whatever it is. So I like to see them win because it's a good feeling. The other part of it, I'm like Alec, I hate it here, but I can just turn that off in my brain and all together and be like, okay, I guess it's time for me to go watch The Studio now.
And maybe...
because that's an Apple TV show.
Yes.
And if you know me...
he loves Apple TV shows. You know what, now it's been really helpful to like, because there's so many streaming services, just jump to the chase. Hey, have you seen this one show? My first question every time, if I'm not familiar with it, is it on Apple TV? Not that that's a bad thing. There are lots of Apple TV shows that I love. That just helps me cut to the chase quicker.
And remember, there was a time when Apple TV had no content.
Yes, nothing.
And they didn't know what they were doing. And then all of a sudden, they had Ted Lasso, and that was about it. And they were like, we don't know what else to do.
Yes.
Here they are, just one after another. I'm liking them.
Something I'll be curious about this evening when we talked about how all the way out the Stars are going to go. And I know it looks like they're going to start their guys, but I think you're going to play on Saturday. I know they haven't like released the official schedule. I think you're going to start against Colorado on Saturday. Today's Wednesday, so that's not like necessarily a quick turnaround. On the flip side, do you know Colorado played their last game on Sunday? And that was their last regular season game.
That's a lot of rest.
Yeah, it is a lot of rest. And so then this goes into the rest versus rust discussion.
It really depends on your team.
Yes, especially when it comes to hockey. So I wonder, will we be going into game one going, I don't know, Colorado's had a lot of time to rest. Are you like, hey, Dallas just fought tooth and nail and won in the last 2 minutes of the third period? That felt like a playoff game. They're going to be ready for Saturday.
I do wonder if DeBoer looked ahead and saw that Colorado was going to have that week and was like, I got to figure out how to get my guys. Look, we can wear ourselves out trying to get first, or I can get my guys the rest that they need and have a better chance against Colorado whenever we get rocking.
Do you know that this is going to be the 7th postseason meeting between the Stars and the Avalanche?
That makes sense.
I
do remember last year saying that it was the 6th. So
yes.
The next obvious thing would be 7.
And every time the Stars have made
math
to the Stanley Cup final, they have played the Colorado Avalanche in the playoffs.
Did they beat them in those times?
Yeah. Yes, Corey, they did. All three of those particular times. Yes.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. Did. So we need to win, is what you're saying, if we want to go win the Stanley Cup.
Yes, Corey, if your question is, if they lose, do I think they can make the Stanley Cup final? My definitive answer is no.
Okay.
No, I do not.
Maybe you want to make a play on that.
Yes, I do. Trust me. If there is an underdog play that said, will the Stars lose to the Avalanche and still make the Stanley Cup final, I would leverage all of my funds into that answer.
Seems like a smart one.
No, they cannot. All right, let's go with the Mavericks as well. Go ahead and give me cut number 6, because we did promise it to be the Mavs and Stars super segment, and the Mavs are playing tonight.
And it goes into Davis. And it's Anthony Davis driving it.
Let's say that the Luka deal hadn't happened, but the Mavericks had still had all kinds of injury problems and were still in this game tonight for some reason. Do you think people would be amped up because they're like, hey, you still got Luka, you could still go on a run? Or do you think that there would be that same apathy? Because this is technically like a pseudo playoff game. I don't exactly know what to call it, but it feels like nobody cares.
I like what Broadus said yesterday. It's the play-in of the playoffs.
Yes.
And that's what I signed up for. And that's where I am. I signed up for this, man. I want to watch this team. I want to watch my laundry go somewhere. And that's what I'm in for tonight. I like PJ Washington a lot. I like Daniel Gafford a lot. The guys on that court, I want success in their life. And for whatever next year's team is going to be, I'm hopeful that those guys are big parts of it and they can take whatever they learn from this playoff. Maybe they do get into the playoff. Like maybe they do go further with this. And then that's fun. I like that fun. I enjoy it. I understand. I totally get anybody who's so furious with the organization that they don't want any success for them. I get it.
Yeah.
I've been there before. I've had that feeling for a local team before. I've had that feeling. But I do like those players so much, and I was invested in seeing them grow in the playoffs this year that I kind of want to see it through. It's unfortunate that is it Rick Welts and Nico, when they're talking about everything, they're selling us Kyrie.
Yeah.
But he's not there. So how does that help? And they're like, no, but defense wins championship. I get it. But where are you getting your offense from?
Yeah, like, use that message next year. Don't hit me with, it just feels like they're hitting me with the, theoretically,
yes,
we have
exactly.
the best team. And I'm like, that's great.
And in theory, doesn't work in practice. And so that's why, like, I want to see what they are up against a potential playoff team and see how that goes. So I'm rooting hard for the team tonight. Again, I'm still frustrated with the front office. I don't like losing a player like Luka, a guy that we were emotionally attached to as much as we were, just watching the guy. Like, oh, yeah, he's ours. No, he was ours. Like, so that's part of it. I'm really looking forward to it tonight.
Okay, but I guess the question is, Corey, for the 469, and I actually think this question is more relevant than the first time you asked it, are they in it to win it? Because if you don't know this story,
you're going to see it on their face tonight.
Mike Bassick has told this story before. It was when the Rangers beat the Tigers in the 2011 ALCS to advance to the World Series. He asked, or was it you asked him, or in the tease?
It was going to tease. Coming up next, we find out if the Rangers are in it to win it. And Mike followed up with, I think they are. And I went, you could have just not said anything, Mike. But Mike being Mike.
Because they were going to the World Series.
Knowing that we were going to work together in the future. It was like, I'm setting the standard right now
no
for
comprende.
How things. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, he is comprendeing, though.
He is
learning
comprende.
Spanish at a quick pace.
Mucho comprende.
From the 817, I like the players so much, I hope they get traded to contenders. From the 972, I hope the Mavericks lose by 100. There are multiple people. From the 817, I hope the Mavericks get blown out. And it seems like...
I get it. Totally get it.
It at least seems like people are aware of the game, but they're either... It feels like the bigger category is apathetic or I hope they lose, as opposed to I hope they win and play again on Friday against the Grizzlies. Because remember, if you win this game tonight, then you'll have to go on the road against the Grizzlies on Friday, and then you'll have to win that game in order to move into the actual playoff series against OKC. And like, you'll be an underdog against the Grizzlies, just like you are tonight. You will be a massive underdog against OKC if that series does come to pass. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do some baseball nuggets right here on The Fan.
And here's a chopper up the middle. Anderson to his left. It's off of his glove and out into center. Seager around third. He's in to score. Rangers lead 3-0.
KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. God bless throwing errors and the bats for the Texas Rangers last night. A lot of the throwing errors, though.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets.
I don't know why I thought that I needed to talk. I have nothing to say.
Oh.
But I felt like there was a space that I needed to fill.
Go on.
That was kind of my apologies.
Okay. I'm here for you, Tolos. That's fine. I appreciate it.
We love baseball.
Let's talk about Mike Trout. Mike Trout was like, you know what? I'm convinced. I like Aaron Judge. I forget how the last World Baseball Classic ended. I would like to be back for the World Baseball Classic in 2026. Do you think he can make the cut?
I don't know, man.
What?
There are a lot of good players out there, and Mike Trout might get injured in the game. Based on how things go. So,
man,
a little concerned about that.
That is not as positive as I thought you might be there.
I think it's because he wears a Yankees uniform that I don't like Aaron Judge.
Okay.
And I use the word discount too much, I think. What's another word? I've probably downplayed how good he is. But then whenever I saw Juan Soto say, people are pitching to me differently because I don't have the greatest hitter in baseball behind me. And I consider Juan Soto the greatest hitter in baseball. And he's saying that about Aaron Judge. I was like, you know what? I may need to reconsider how I feel about it. If he's asking Mike Trout to be on the team, then I need to be right there with it. This is not about Yankees anymore. This is about America.
Yeah. All right.
What kind of prices other countries are going to pay when we defeat them.
Okay. I like it.
In baseball.
Man. I should just keep
shouldn't
this.
Do it.
I know. Don't do I it. Should. But do you think viewership for the World Baseball Classic would be even crazier if, like, some of the tariffs were decided by how you finished in the World Baseball Classic?
Yes.
That'd be amazing.
Yes. The crowds would be insane.
Mike Trout gets his rematch against Shohei Ohtani. This will also determine if there is a 15% or a 30% tariff on imported goods. That would be amazing.
And the announcer's like, dadgummit, my favorite wine, no more because of Italy.
And then whatever your 24/7 news station of choices is like, breaking news, Mike Trout singles, tariffs go up for Japan. And here, that would just be,
I'm totally telling you, man.
Okay, so we probably won't do that, but he wants to play in the World Baseball Classic. Let's talk about other baseball things. Dodger Stadium will host the Olympic Baseball Tournament in LA in 2028, which that makes a lot of sense, but they just announced it yesterday, and This is the stadium that hosted in 1984 for baseball as a demonstration sport. Because, you know, sometimes they would do, that's probably what they should have done with breakdancing a little bit more. They should have done like a, they do a demonstration. They're like, here's how it could work. Here's the interest from other countries, blah, blah, blah. And then eventually it got picked up as a medal sport in 1992. But this is the same place where they did it as a demonstration sport. Now, 44 years later, it's going to be back in that stadium.
Two things. One, I want to talk about this real quick. That's awesome. It is also the probably the easiest to predict weather-wise.
I could see
that. On an outdoor stadium. So you get the the allure of the outdoor baseball, which everybody loves. And again, the weather is probably going to be the exact same.
Fair.
The other thing from the 972, Kevin, who provides the umpires and how do you get neutrality from the officials? I don't know.
I assume they're all from Switzerland.
Makes sense.
I don't know. I believe that is in fact probably
wrong. Because the Swiss
wrong.
Are neutral.
Yes. They used to, I don't
and
know.
And everything or just like just politics?
They get pretty fired up about making multi-tools and chocolate and fine watches.
And golf. LPGA golf.
Is that right?
Oh, she was Swedish.
Okay. You tried.
Sorry.
All right. Let's go from that to the San Diego Padres. Now, we've talked about how the Padres got out to an incredible start. Now, a big part of that has been their incredible start at home. The team started 11-0 with a total margin of victory of 47 runs. So not only did they win all their games, they were winning by an average of more than 4 runs per game, and they held a lead after 75% of the home innings that they had played.
Wow, that's impressive.
However,
came
to an end last night. They got destroyed by the Cubs 2-1 in 10 innings. And it's probably not really destroyed. I just thought that would be fun.
It's a soccer score.
That, yeah.
Speaking of, FC Dallas joins us today.
Oh, that's right. We're going to have one of their center backs on. So they lost 2-1. They're still 11-1 at home. But I guess my side question for this is, I really want to see, or do you want to see the Padres more on the road? Because they've only played 6 road games. On the road, 3-3. At home, 11-1. Now, I'm not discounting that they can't still be really good.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, do they then go like 8-4 on the road, or are they sit back at 6-6?
I'm always so fascinated. Like, the Rangers yesterday looked like a different team to me than they did while, you know, we had a couple of interference moments that I was kind of still like, what is happening here?
Sure.
But I'm always fascinated about how teams are different at home and what home is different for them. Do they see the ball better? Is it really just sleeping in your own bed, part of the routine? I don't know what it is because they split the season. They play half of them on the road, half of them at home. I guess it's because it's the same place when you're at home. It's different venues whenever you're on the road. So, but I'm always fascinated by those records.
For the Baltimore Orioles general manager, he said what you need to say. The Orioles are 6-10. They're in last place of the AL East. And he said he hasn't seen any signs of panic. And that's great. And that's what he should say. And that is the logical thing to do. How much would you read the heck out of that article if it was Baltimore Orioles GM says he sees signs of panic everywhere, thinks team is on the verge of collapse? Like, I know why you don't say that, but what
I need to read the rest of this quote.
Yeah, what an interesting article that would be if he's like, yeah, that's a great question. I really think we are done. Or we might be done if we can't start breaking off some wins.
Yeah, he's right, though. I mean, they're only 3.5 games back now.
And it's only been 16 games. I get it.
Extrapolate that out over the entire season, Kevin.
You know what? That means they're on pace to finish 35 games out of first place.
See? Not that bad. Could be
that
worse.
That's true. You could be the White Sox.
Yes. Exactly. They're already 5.5 games out. Oh, man, the Braves are 6 out.
Yeah.
Oh, the Rockies are 10.5 out.
Because the Braves started horrible. But I want to throw this out there. This has got to hurt your feelings. I'm going to try to incorporate a wild Chicago White Sox stat of the day. The Chicago White Sox are already more games out of first place than games they've won. Just consider that. They are 5.5 games out of first place. They haven't even won 5 games yet. They're 4-12.
Jeez. Then they need to be better than that. They have to be better than that, Kevin. You can't be bad that like that.
Do you think that they need, well, I go back to my favorite bet of all time, that the prediction is that Jesus, maybe even Teen Jesus, is three times more likely to come back than the White Sox are to win the World Series.
They don't have the lowest run differential, though.
Oh, they don't?
Oh, no. Kevin, their run differential right now is minus 12, which is better than the Rangers.
The Rangers is pretty bad.
Rangers is minus 15, okay? But the worst, you would probably think minus 24, the Pittsburgh Pirates. And you would be, my friend, incorrect. Because it's minus 50 for the Rockies. So,
oh, man, they suck.
So yeah, like
they're worse than the White Sox, I guess.
Yeah, being minus 12 is like you're losing games still, but like you're narrowly losing them. You're not minus 50.
Okay, hold on. But don't you give the Rockies a little bit of a break because their division is awesome as opposed to the White Sox who, you know, their division is fine.
Have they played within their division a lot already on their schedule?
So they're playing the Dodgers right now. They just played the Padres. I don't know about before that.
So before that, Kevin, they lost two to the Rays.
Okay.
Are the Rays great? They lost two to the Phillies, or three to the Phillies.
Oof.
Two to the A's.
Well, that's because the A's home field advantage.
Two to the Brewers, and then the rest of them to the Padres and Dodgers. So,
okay.
So yeah, somebody said don't bash them. I will bash them. That division can be stacked and they still stink. Like they can still be a bad team.
From the 214, I'm going to answer this now. I know the questions will not stop. Hey, Kevin, is this FC Dallas center back that y'all are having on the same one that you asked about Christmas? No.
Different.
It's not. But it doesn't matter. I will not ask any holiday-based questions. Look, I'm smart enough. I know not to ask about Easter coming up, all right? We're not talking about it.
I remember Alec one Thanksgiving. He asked Brad Sham about Thanksgiving, and Brad Sham told the saddest story I've ever heard in my life. I feel like somebody had just passed away in his family, and then there was some other things that were going on at the time. He had given Kevin the speech about the glass being half full and Kevin was always half empty. And then he threw that one out there and we were like.
And that was part two of that question. I asked him if you think Thanksgiving is underrated. And he goes, what do you mean? And I was like, well, it feels like Christmas gets all this blah, blah, blah. And then I talk about Thanksgiving and then he launched into that. And I was like, all right, you thought I would have learned then.
But you didn't.
No, I've learned.
Holidays are a
fickle. Don't ask holiday-based questions.
Yeah, that's right.
Coming up next, nothing about holidays. Rangers panic meter on these early ice-cold players. Next on The Fan.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.